This is the daily text for May the 6th, 2016. Two kinds of people. Which one are you? Matthew 6, 25-27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Consider this. Two kinds of people. Number one, scarcity people. And number two, abundance people. Which one are you? Of course, I know which one you want to be. We all want to be abundance people. But who we want to be and who we are, well, let's just call that a major concern. There's a telltale sign to find out whether you are a scarcity or an abundance person. The sign of scarcity is the presence of worry or anxiety. The level to which you worry or carry anxiety, to that extent, you are a scarcity person. No matter how much a scarcity person has, there will never be enough. No matter how little an abundance person has, there will always be more than plenty. Abundance or scarcity has little to do with external quantity. It has everything to do with internal quality. Scarcity is the sickness of the human condition. Its primary symptoms are worry and anxiety. Abundance is the cure of the kingdom of God. Its primary sign is deep, abiding peace. Wesley describes this sickness of the soul with precision. What he here condemns is the care of the heart, the anxious, uneasy care, the care that has torment. All such care as does hurt, either to the soul or body. What he forbids is that care which sad experience shows wastes the blood and drinks up the spirits, which anticipates all the misery it fears and comes to torment us before the time. He forbids only that care which poisons the blessings of today by fear of what may be tomorrow, which cannot enjoy the present plenty through apprehensions of future want. This care is not only a sore disease, a grievous sickness of soul, but also an heinous offense against God, a sin of the deepest dye. It is a high affront to the gracious governor and wise disposer of all things, necessarily implying that the great judge does not do right, that he does not order all things well. It plainly implies that he is wanting either in wisdom, if he does not know what things we stand in need of, or in goodness, if he does not provide those things for all who put their trust in him. So how does one become an abundance person? More to come. The questions. Are you an anxious person or a worrier? Number two, what does our anxiety or worry tell us about our level of real belief in God? Read today's scripture text again. And number three, do you see how being an abundance person can lead to deep peace despite circumstances? And how being a scarcity person can produce anxiety and worry? What about that? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.